He's a rock star in the worlds of art and science. People are flocking to see a new exhibition on the South Coast highlighting his creativity. Yet this year marks the 500th anniversary of his death. The vision and genius of Leonardo da Vinci are being celebrated with a new exhibition at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in Simi Valley called The World of Da Vinci.
This particular exhibit has its eye both on the fantastic inventions, the genius of Da Vinci, from flying machines to organs to mechanical lions. It's just absolutely fascinating to see these objects in real life, but it's also the other side of Da Vinci, which was the artistic self, the story behind The Last Supper and the Mona Lisa.
John Heibusch is executive director of the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute.
He's one of the most famous humans that ever existed, but not a lot of people have had the opportunity to delve into his life and who he was as a person. When you come to this exhibit from A to Z, you learn about the man, his history, all that he created, all the genius that you heard this man was. It actually comes alive.
The exhibition is in the United States for the first time, on loan from the Leonardo III Museum and Research Center in Milan, Italy. The Reagan Library's chief marketing officer, Melissa Giller, takes us on a tour.
We're in the world of Leonardo da Vinci here at the Reagan Library. It's a 10,000 square foot exhibition dedicated to the genius behind Leonardo da Vinci, from his machines to his art and his drawings and everything in between.
Giller says the exhibition ranges from illustrations to scale models of some of da Vinci's inventions.
We have 36 reconstructions of da Vinci's fantastic, extraordinary machines. We happen to be standing next to his triple machine gun, to his flying machines. He did warships, he did musical instruments, engineering feats. And we discuss his art, we discuss the Mona Lisa, the Last Supper, the Vitruvius Man. And then we also have a more contemporary take. We have 5 Andy Warhol paintings depicting the Last Supper, his representation of the Last Supper, and some other fun things that are from more modern days.
As you walk through the massive exhibition, you learn some fascinating facts about the visionary artist and inventor.
He was left-handed. We write left to right. He wrote right to left and backwards. So to read his manuscripts, you have to hold them up to a mirror.
Giller says what's truly amazing is some of the things he envisioned centuries before they became a reality.
He did thousands of these intricate drawings to think about how you could take man to the sky, how you could improve a musical instrument, how you could make a warship, how you could improve a bridge, whatever it was. But he never published any of his work. So it wasn't until about 300 years later, 400 years later, when a lot of his manuscripts were found, that they were published. Think about, once you see this exhibition and you see all that he did, how it might have changed the world if they were released and published back when he was still alive.
One of the many drawings brought to life in the exhibition is something you'd expect to see at Disneyland. It's a life-sized wooden lion designed to actually walk.
You would put lilies into the mouth of the lion, and the self-propelling machine would walk in front of the King of France, dropping lilies at the king's feet as the king was walking along in the procession.
Visitors say it's fascinating to see the man brought to life through the exhibition. Alice Lawrence is visiting the museum from Wisconsin.
Very interesting. He was way ahead of his time. He was a genius.
The exhibition also features some interactive elements designed to engage visitors, especially younger ones. At a long table stacked with pieces of interlocking wood strips, some high school students from Los Angeles are trying to follow the inventor's blueprint to build a bridge. Nearby, Jaden Jokish of Thousand Oaks is pushing buttons at a video console as she tries to electronically build a cart.
I'm assembling a self-propelling cart. How it works is it shows you what parts he used. It tells you what you have to pick, and you have to pick from all the choices here what works and what you have to use. If you get it wrong, it resets the whole game.
The new exhibition opened over the holiday weekend, but the last two pieces of it arrived today. They are two original Da Vinci drawings being flown in from Italy.
The two original folios are coming on a plane via courier from Italy, from Vatican City.
The World of Da Vinci runs through September 8th at the Reagan Library. In Simi Valley, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.